talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're going to go right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, we're giving away a free Devil Radio t-shirt to the third caller today, a free Devil Radio t-shirt designed by Crudy himself. A lot to talk about, but the overriding issue was a speech that Joe Biden gave last night on stopping the coronavirus. It's a terrific speech. And I don't know if you got a chance to see it. If you didn't, it wasn't very long, 20, 25 minutes. Go on YouTube. But America is back. You know, when you think about the history of the last year, when the coronavirus first cropped up, there was a case in California. There were a few cases in Seattle in a nursing home. Right from the beginning, Donald Trump said, it's nothing. It's like the flu. It'll be gone by Easter. It's going to be like magic. But then privately, remember when he talked to Woodward, the journalist, said privately, this is really bad. This is not just like a regular flu. This is very dangerous. And the Republicans in the Senate went around saying, this is nothing. But then a bunch of them like Burr of North Carolina. Remember a senator from Georgia also dumped stock. It was insider information. They had been secretly briefed, confidentially briefed about the severity of the pandemic. They realized that there would be travel restrictions. People wouldn't use hotels. People wouldn't go to restaurants, and armed with that information, they dumped stock. They dumped it at a high price. The stock plummeted. Some of them bought it again low. So all they did was harvest the gain based on inside information. But they went around to all of their constituents giving rosy speeches. Pandemic is nothing. It's under control. It's somewhere else. It won't come here. A year later, we have more than 500,000 people dead. More than 500,000 people dead. Millions that got it. And you know something, when you get coronavirus, even if you're asymptomatic, that has an impact on your body. It leaves blood clots in your internal soft organs. And in many, many cases, you're going to go on with blood clots in your lungs, your liver, your kidney. May not crop up now. You may not think it's a big deal. Sometime in the future, it's going to be a very big deal. So there was withholding information. And then, of course, what Trump did was he went on various interviews. I mean, he went on TV almost every day for a while. And he said it's nothing. And then he said maybe we could put in Lysol, some sort of disinfectant in your veins, which is poisonous and can kill you. And some people, because he's the president, did it. Not many, but some did. One in New York is brought into the emergency room. One in Phoenix brought into the emergency room. Prevent them from dying from putting, I think it was Lysol. It was actually Lysol into their veins with a needle. Then he said hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug. He claimed he took it. He claimed he would continue to take it to fill out the regimen as if it were an antibiotic. It's not an antibiotic. It's an anti-malarial drug. And there's no regimen. And I frankly don't think he took it at all. I think his doctors privately told him, you out of your mind? Don't put that in your body. But he told a lot of people. A lot of people took hydroxychloroquine. So he limped along. He made fun of people with masks. He had parties at the White House in the Rose Garden. People caught COVID. Some died. Herman Cain, the presidential candidate, 2012. And briefly, for 5 minutes, and by that I mean in polling time for a week maybe, he was number one in the polls, Herman Cain. He went to that Oklahoma City rally. I think maybe it was Tulsa, not Oklahoma City. It was Oklahoma. Didn't wear a mask. Everybody's grinning and talking, and he died. Giuliani got it. Trump got it. Melania Trump got it. Barron Trump got it. Don Jr. got it. Donald Trump got it fairly severely. He had to be put on oxygen, and he came close to having to go on a ventilator. His oxygen, blood oxygen got down to the low 80s. Should be the mid 90s or higher percent. So this is the kind of clown show we had for a year. And the problem is that a lot of people bought into it. You know, many people didn't. I didn't. You didn't. But some did. There was a poignant speech at the Democratic National Convention where a woman from Arizona, her father died. She was very, very angry. And she said, you know, Dad thought a lot of Trump. When Trump said, it's okay, back in May, you can go out and do whatever you want. He went to a karaoke bar. Had a few drinks, was having a good time with everybody, laughing. Of course, it was enclosed inside. He got COVID and he died. He didn't have to die. All he had to do was not go to that karaoke bar and he would have lived for another 20, 30 years. So the speech that Joe Biden gave last night was really a breath of fresh air. I mean, you know, we forgot what a normal president looks like and sounds like, irrespective of ideology, irrespective of party. I mean, a guy that I thought made a lot of mistakes and I never voted for is George H.W. Bush. A guy that I thought was a truly bad president and got us in the Iraqi war, and basically as a cover for his lousy performance, George W. Bush would not have acted like Trump on coronavirus. Ronald Reagan wouldn't. Dwight Eisenhower wouldn't. And of course, it goes without saying that Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, Carter, the rest of them, Clinton, Obama would not have either. So we got pretty spoiled. We had a series of either good presidents or the bad ones weren't fundamentally intent on injuring this country. So when Joe spoke last night, it harkened back to good times, in my view. And you judge for yourself, go look at it. But and he said, you know, we've had a tough year. A lot of people lost loved ones. I empathize with them. I've lost loved ones to a different thing, but we've got to move on, soldier on, and their help is on the way. Talked about the coronavirus bill, $1.9 trillion is the number given to it. It got jimmied around in the final bill, but not by much, and they added a tax exemption for unemployment comp to $10,000. So as a practical matter, it was roughly a $1.9 trillion bill. Unemployment comp preserved the extra supplement, $300 a week to Labor Day, $1,400 checks, go out to about 80% of the country. 80% of the people in this country will get $1,400 checks. That's amazing. That's a lot of money. And it's going to go for food, school supplies, clothing. It's going to go for necessities. And it's a thing that the Republicans had stymied, and the only reason it got through is because Raphael Warnock and Jonathan Ostoff won in Georgia, carried two seats. When they carried two seats, we got 50-50 in the Senate, and then Kamala Harris could come in. As it turned out at the end, a Republican, Sullivan of Alaska, chickened out. Said, oh, it's Alaska. You know, it's a long way to Washington. I guess I can't make it. Baloney. There's a lot of people up in Alaska that don't have a ton of dough. A lot of guys out in the woods. He didn't want to be on record as denying this relief, so he pretended it was a long way from Alaska. Well, it's a long way from Alaska, Sullivan. Every time you come to Washington, when you come to vote for tax cuts and when you come to vote to acquit Trump, impeachment, that was a long way from Alaska, and you figured it out. So just figure it out. There are airplanes. Go to the Anchorage Airport. I've been fishing in Alaska, out on the Kenai Peninsula. You know, you go out on the Gulf of Alaska, the best halibut fishing in the world. Beautiful. Fly into the Anchorage Airport. The Anchorage Airport is the only airport I know in the world that has a stuffed polar bear in it. Let me tell you something about polar bears. I've seen them in the zoo. Polar bears are the biggest of bears. You think a grizzly bear or, you know, some sort of black bear is a big bear. Polar bear, you know, looks like a semi-truck. The thing is huge. Absolutely huge. It's stuff that's right there. I like flying into the Anchorage Airport just to look at it. Sullivan could have gone down to the Anchorage Airport, could have gotten on an airplane, and he could have flown to Washington, D.C. And he could have gotten a direct flight, but even if he couldn't, he could have flown to L.A. or Chicago and then gotten a direct flight. He didn't do it. So it's 50-49. One Republican chickened out. And then what happens is it passes. It's really going to save this country from recession between now and Labor Day. And as the job market increases, gets a little better. Remember, American Airlines, 13,000 employees were furloughed. They actually got furlough notices. CEO sends them another message saying, good news, rip it up, you're going back to work. There was a bailout of the airlines in this thing, restaurant industry, exactly the right thing. Joe did what FDR would have done. Frankly, he did do in lesser amounts, but relative to today's dollars, the same back in the 1930s. He did it. Joe brought it home. There's a feeling of hope. If you took a look at all the commentators, the independent ones were ecstatic. Even the right wing ones, even the right wing nuts sort of chipped away and said, oh, well, it's a lot of liberal stuff. Yeah, well, FDR's program is a lot of liberal stuff, too. And it saved the country. It saved us from class warfare. It saved us from revolution, frankly. So what Joe did was great. And he talked about each of the component parts of this, but more importantly, he spoke sort of as the father of the country in a sense. You know, I know we've been through tough times. I think by May 1st, everybody is going to be qualified for coronavirus shot vaccination. And by July 4th, you can get together in small pods in your family. Look it up on YouTube. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.